From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel in the Middle East this week. In addition to hearing from politicians and college students here, we've also been listening to filmmakers. Hana Elias is a Palestinian filmmaker. This week in Ramallah on the West Bank, he is not making a new movie of his own, but he is making an old movie of someone else's accessible to Palestinian audiences.
Ratoush, بس كتير منيح.
Hana Elias is dubbing the 1982 film Gandhi into Arabic. The actor Hussam Abu Aishi is in his studio watching the movie on video and substituting his Arabic lines for Ben Kingsley's English. The hero of nonviolent civil disobedience, who won India its independence, is going to be seen by Arab moviegoers and he'll be speaking their own language.
أجل إنها وسيلة لإدراك أن عمل كل إنسان وبأهمية عمل سواه من خلال تنظيف المراحيض.
Elias wrote and directed The Olive Harvest, a West Bank love story which he made with a Palestinian cast and an Israeli crew. As for Gandhi, it's no coincidence that he's chosen it to be translated for a region where the Battle of Algiers or the story of Che Guevara might be considered more politically correct. He wants Palestinian and Syrian and other Arab audiences to see Ben Kingsley deliver Gandhi's message about the power of nonviolence.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have asked you to gather here to help us proclaim our right to be treated as equal citizens of the empire. We do not seek conflict. We know the strength of the forces arrayed against us. Know that because of them, we can only use peaceful means. But we are determined that justice will be done. The symbol of our status is embodied in this pass, which we must carry at all times, but which no European even has to have. The first step towards changing our status is to eliminate this difference between us.
Is it common for a film that was named best film of the year not to have been dubbed into Arabic all these years?
Very few films are dubbed to Arabic, and that to blame the government of Arab countries and Muslim countries. Yes, my personal plight as a filmmaker or as a Palestinian, but for me, such a great film, specifically this film, needs to be dubbed immediately to Arabic.
Well, what does it mean in terms of the number of people who might be able to see and understand, say, Gandhi, once it's dubbed into Arabic, as opposed to being seen in English?
Well, there are 300 million Arabs, 6 million Palestinians. When they watch it mostly in Arabic, because it's so hard to read subtitle, even in Arabic, and many people don't read. We're not a very well-educated society. So when you address with the language of Arabic, that the character speaking Arabic, you understand 90% of the film instead of 50% of the film. And such important films need to be addressed in such an intensity that you need to understand most of it.
Some of the experiences of Mahatma Gandhi, yes, involved gaining independence from the British and communal conflict between Hindus and Muslims in what was then all one India. There are some parallels to the British mandate pulling out of Palestine and the conflict between Jews and Arabs here. Do you think it's going to be seen that way, as something that's in some way an analogy to the conflict here?
Yes, it will be definitely seen this way in the two folds you mentioned. The first fold will talk, the apparent one, about the occupation, the Israeli occupation to Palestinian land, specifically the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. And the second fold, it will talk about the Muslim non-Muslim relationship, because in Gandhi there's a conflict between Muslim and Hindus. And what's a better film to address the Muslim community that they can see the same issues in a different perspective? And I think that sheds more light in their interior as Muslim, as Arabs, as Palestinians. Ah, this is similar.
I want you to talk a bit about the challenges generally of being a filmmaker here. You've made a movie that is... Well, some people said it's not enough about the conflict between Palestinians and Israelis. What's your role as a filmmaker? Must the film address the conflict? Must it give people a break from the conflict and show them some story that isn't about Israelis.
I think the role of cinema for me as a Palestinian filmmaker is not to take a flag and tell people the right path. I am not a politician or I'm not a charismatic leader where I can show people the path. All I can do, I look inside my interior and I see what I can do to change things for me, especially the anger and the hatred and the mistrust that I bring to the plate against others around me, and deal with it in a creative, in new way that is not done traditionally between like Palestinian and Israeli, in order to create a new atmosphere and a new possibility for us Palestinians and eventually also Israelis and people involved in our conflict here. For example, I made the film The Olive Harvest. It's a Palestinian love story. My interest in the film was to show Palestinian look normal. They're not into, let's attack, let's do this, we are right, Israel are wrong. I think this is rhetoric and a cliche. Even Palestinians start to become sick of it. I think it's more important to create just a normal story. In the background, it will be Palestinian. In the background, believe some politics. But the idea behind it, to talk about the human condition and create a way where people have a little fun, little understanding, and that's it. Because cinema is not about changing the world, in my opinion. It's about giving people the possibility to change the world if they want.
Do you think that when Palestinians see reference in Gandhi to intercommunal violence, do you think they'll say that slaughter was like what the Israelis do to us? Or do you think they'll say that slaughter is like what a suicide bomber did to the Israelis? Or will they say it's like both or neither?
I think when Palestinians see this film, they will understand it's two-way street. Because you cannot escape when you see Gandhi. You will see that violence hurt both sides and it comes from both sides. So this is a title for us. It's like an address for us that we have to deal with. We will know what does it mean suicide bomber for us? What does it mean settlements for us? What does it mean Israeli army with the helicopter, you know, shooting in Gaza? All this will be addressed in the person in the dark.
Hana, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's filmmaker Hana Elias in Ramallah. He's now dubbing Richard Attenborough's film, Gandhi, into Arabic. His own 2003 feature film was called The Olive Harvest.